Welcome back, everyone, to the Hikes Peak podcast. Thank you for coming back to the mountain. We're putting on our lab coats this week because I've cooked up two insane studies for us to analyze together. First, on the basketball court, we're going to find out the transfer portal strategy for the four longest tenured head coaches in the Mountain West by grading each transfer signed by Boise State's Leon Rice, Nevada's Steve Alford, San Diego State's Brian Dutcher, and San Jose State's Tim Miles. I can tell you what their goals are when they dive into each portal cycle. And for football, we're getting to the bottom of the age-old question: if you're an All-Mountain West selection, should you transfer to a bigger school? I went through every first-teamer, second-teamer, and honorable mention that went to greener pastures, and I now have the exact numbers of how likely a high-profile Mountain West transfer is to start, bench warm, or fall off the depth chart entirely. And last but not least, stay until the end of the show for a sneak peek at this week's transfer portal team of the week. No time to waste. Grab your safety goggles and let's get to work. Let's kick the show off with a deep dive on the transfer portal track record for the four longest tenured head coaches in Mountain West basketball. As you may have picked up, I love researching anything portal related, and this project was my cup of tea. After crunching the numbers, here is my assessment of the portal strategy of Leon Rice, Steve Alford, Brian Dutcher, and Tim Miles. I also decided to give every coach a little nickname, so that's fun too. So starting with Brian Dutcher, I'm calling him the Collector. The main reason for this is because he's the only head coach in this sample with above a 50% retention rate from the portal, sitting at 56.3%, which in the grand scheme of things is incredible. With how good San Diego State has been on the national stage, how available they have been for Power 4 programs to scout and try and lure some of their acquisitions back out from San Diego State, Brian Dutcher has been very good at keeping players at home. And while not every transfer addition will become a star, they will contribute. He only has had one true miss from the portal since it opened in 2021, which is a remarkable accomplishment. But that's not to say that Dutcher hasn't hit home runs. He's hit three of them in this sample, which I defined as anyone who made an all-conference team. And my final assessment of Dutcher, the Collector, is that he makes it a point to add the players he wants rather than just any player he can convince to come to San Diego. He clearly cares about how the transfer will adjust to the culture of the program as much, if not more so, than how they'll perform on the floor. It led Dutch to hitting arguably the biggest home run of the entire portal era, turning former Ohio State and TCU big man Jaden Ledé into a National Player of the Year contender. Regardless of the shape of college sports around the Aztecs, they're obviously in great hands going forward. Next up, for Leon Rice, I decided to name him the Closer because of his efficiency here. Rice has been the least active coach in the portal of this sample, adding only 8 players over the last 3 years, and he didn't add anyone in 2021, the first year that this transfer portal madness was unleashed. But like I said, consistency has been key for the Broncos, with all but one of their additions seeing or projecting to see extended starting minutes. Rice does only have one home run to his name in Alvaro Cardenas, who was phenomenal last season, led the conference in assists, but he continues to hit and retain about half of his portal additions right behind Brian Dutcher. Those are both phenomenal figures, all things considered. And my assessment of Rice's strategy: like a picky eater, Rice has been more selective than anyone in the conference when it comes to bringing in transfers, but he's chosen well. We'll learn more about his ability to find potentially all conference level players this season, with UCLA's Dylan Andrews and Georgetown's Drew Fielder both becoming starters right off the bat this season. But as of right now, Rice is right up there with Brian Dutcher for the best portal pundit in the Mountain West. Next up, we got Steve Alford, who I'm calling the cleanup hitter because he is swinging for the fences. Alford's portal strategy was fascinating to dive into. On one hand, his track record is twice as volatile as anyone else in this sample, with a whopping 38% of his additions going down as straight misses, as well as finishing last in overall hit rate. But on the flip side, Alf has hit more home runs than anyone. His 4 home runs were all dynamic scores, my personal favorites being Jared Lucas from a few years ago and Kobe Sanders this past season. My overall assessment of Alford is that he used the portal to go big or go home. He adds players with ridiculous upside rather than the ones who are solid with established ceilings. It's paid off at points, but it does feel like his standing in Reno has slipped since the portal opened in 2021. If he doesn't deliver a big season for Nevada soon, they may need to find someone who's more surgical in the transfer department. And last but certainly not least, we have Tim Miles, who I have decided to name the leadoff hitter. This will make sense in a second. second, I promise. Trying to get San Jose State to the top of the Mountain West in basketball is one of the toughest asks possible, but Miles has had a solid approach to building his roster since taking over. Like an ideal leadoff hitter, Miles' main goal from the portal is to hit singles. He's not trying to find all-conference talents, though he did add Josh Adjei this past season. He's looking for solid players who can play 30 games and average 6 to 10 points per game. There are pros and cons to this strategy. He does lead all coaches in hit rate in this sample at 57%, but he drops to the bottom of the standings for retention rate. Obviously, it's easier said than done keeping an all-Mountain West caliber player in San Jose in this day and age, but that's likely what you would need for the Spartans to compete for the conference crown. My assessment of Tim Miles and his strategy in the portal. After this study, I am all in on Tim Miles. He's had such a tough job with more than half of his roster hitting the portal each of the last two seasons, but I think he's starting to turn some of those singles into extra base hits. He did it for the first time with Adjei this past cycle, and if he can go yard more than once this season, the Spartans could surprise people behind their head honcho. All right, with our basketball studies taken care of, let's switch gears to football. Same kind of idea with this one. I dove into the numbers of transfers from the past few seasons. For this segment, though, I specifically looked at every All-Mountain West honoree that transferred out of the conference and looked at how they performed at their new school. The results are quite interesting, to say the least. Starting with players that were named to the conference's first or second team, they generally become instant starters with their new programs. Overall, these guys have a 65% chance of being full-time first stringers at their next stop, which makes sense. These are guys like Dion Henley, who had 100-plus tackles and 4 interceptions for Nevada before transferring to Washington State for his final year of college ball. As a Cougar, he hit the century mark for tackles again and would be drafted in the third round by the Chargers. In just his second year in the NFL, he posted 147 tackles. That's the blueprint right there. Henley wouldn't have been drafted straight out of Nevada, but with one extra year of production, he's a Pro Bowler. But for players that aren't so lucky, well, the first and second teamers that weren't starters were just as likely to be rotation pieces as they were to be completely off of the depth chart. The odds are low at just 12%, but it does still happen. Just ask Isaiah Nayor. In 2021, Nayor hauled in 13 touchdowns on a ridiculous 20 yards per reception for Wyoming, earning second team All-Mountain West honors as a sophomore. He transferred to Texas and was generating first round buzz. Disaster struck, though, with Nayor getting hurt in training camp and ultimately only playing one game for the Longhorns over two seasons. He transferred again to Nebraska for his final season and had a solid campaign with over 500 receiving yards, but this wasn't enough to get Nayor into the draft. He's since signed with the 49ers as an undrafted free agent, but this is the worst case scenario for these guys. Of course, you can't predict injuries, but if you're a big time transfer that gets hurt before he can get on the field at his new school and prove himself, there's no way to stop yourself from fading into the background of an elite Power 4 team. Now for the All-Mountain West honorable mentions, this is where the numbers start to really tell the story. Of the players that transferred out, only 27% of them became full-time starters at their new schools. In fact, they have the same exact odds of being a first stringer as they do of being a second stringer. It's literally a coin flip there. Shockingly, the most common fate for honorable mention transfers is as a true backup. An entire third of this sample only saw limited playing time, never becoming a name that the casual Oklahoma or Michigan State fan even knew existed on their sidelines. So what is the takeaway from all of this? My main goal from this study was to see what the odds of success were for players transferring up to the Power 4, and while we didn't answer that question completely, I think we got a decent look at the big picture. If you're a first or second team selection with another year of eligibility, the data does suggest that transferring up can be worth it. None of this study factors in NIL, draft position, anything of substance other than stats really, but for the players that just balled out and want to start for their dream school in their final year, the odds are technically in your favor. Now for the honorable mentions, the players that were fantastic in the Mountain West but hadn't broken into the mainstream, going off of the stats we found, it makes more sense to stay home, right? If the most likely outcome is as a bench warmer in a bigger stadium and you have the same odds to become a star as you do to be the first linebacker up when someone gets tired, why not stay at New Mexico or Wyoming and try to become a legend where you've already started to establish your legacy. Again, this data doesn't take NIL into account, which we'd be kidding ourselves if we didn't call that the driving force behind most big time transfers, but I think it really does paint the scene accurately. Our last stop before we finish the show is your sneak peek for this week's transfer portal team of the week. On Wednesday, you can find the college basketball transfers all blue chip team featuring the players who were ranked the highest coming out of high school. I won't spoil the lineups for you, but I'll let you know my starting point guard. It's Dylan Andrews from Boise State, formerly of UCLA, who was ranked 42nd overall when he came out of high school in 2022. For the rest of the four stars, you'll have to find the team on our site. I'll see you there. That is it for this week's episode of the Hikes Peak Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed getting scientific on our hike this week. I know I did. Also, our Mountain West College basketball transfer tracker is out now, so you can find a link to the constantly updating list of portal entries in the description of your podcast app. Follow us on Twitter at MWC Connection and find all of your Mountain West news at MWCConnection.com. If you enjoyed the episode, rate the show 5 stars on whatever platform you're listening on or leave us a review on iTunes. Nothing helps the show out more than that, so any ratings would be greatly appreciated. Thank you again for listening. Mountain West football is right around the corner, so hopefully the offseason will go quickly. Until next time, I'm Jack Thompson, and thank you for coming back to the Mountain.